Victoria police officers fed up with the job are leaving the force in droves. The police union says the government needs to act fast to give experienced officers a reason to stay.
They're leaving faster than they can be replaced.
This is a crisis period.
And the police union is worried fewer cops on the beat means help may not be there when it's needed.
This is happening already. Their doors close when there aren't enough people.
Police data shows last year the rate of police quitting grew from 3.6% to 4.7%. It's a number the government flatly denies.
We do believe that one in nine is misleading.
A one in nine attrition rate is misleading. It's actually closer to 3%.
Victoria Police currently has a workforce of more than 16,300. In the past 3.5 years, almost 2,000 have left. 530 were senior officers, costing the force vital experience.
The largest cohort that are in the attrition rate are retirement age.
The police association disagrees.
The biggest group that we've seen on the data is between ages 30 to 39. If that's retirement age, I'm well overdue for it.
And those who remain are struggling to fill the gaps.
Yeah, rostering, flexibility and predictability. At this point in time, we know that's a huge driver of attrition.
The state government is aiming to bolster the force by recruiting another 500 police over the next 2 years. But the union says the initial focus needs to be on keeping current members in the job for longer.
Pay generously to attract people not only to join its ranks but to stay within its ranks.
Jade Vincent, 7 News.
A Queensland infectious diseases expert has warned health authorities to keep a close eye on a new Omicron supervariant as it rapidly spreads overseas. XBB 1.5 has fast become the dominant strain in the US, but much about the subvariant is still unknown.
It's called XBB 1.5, a so-called Omicron supervariant, first detected in November and already found in at least 70 countries. The new strain is causing more than 40% of cases in the United States, a rise of 20% on last week.
Some of the properties that we're seeing unfold in the US do make it likely to become a dominant subvariant.
It will probably eventually become the dominant strain in Australia.
It's unclear whether it's more contagious than other Omicron variants, but according to experts, it needs to be watched very closely.
It seems to bind more strongly to the ACE2 receptor, and that's the receptor the virus uses to get into our cells. And so that means it's likely to be able to outcompete other variants.
XBB 1.5 is also likely to render previous protections less effective.
This variant kind of evades the antibodies.
Our antibody response, both from past infection and from vaccination, just doesn't work quite as well.
There is some good news, though.
No different symptoms and certainly no increased severity, according to what we know so far.
We haven't seen the acute rise in hospitalisations and deaths.
The new subvariant isn't on Queensland Health's radar at this stage. It's a spin-off of the XBB strain, which makes up 1% of our COVID cases, while BA 2.75 remains the dominant strain.
I'd like to see more sequencing of clinical isolates so we do have a good picture of what's circulating, and then if the need arises, we can adjust our response.
It's unlikely we'll see a repeat of last year when the first Omicron wave peaked in late January.
Delaying school going back shouldn't be something that we consider moving forward.
Claire Todd-Hunter, 9 News.
Melbourne's wildly fluctuating weather could be putting Victorians at greater risk of cancer or other illnesses. A Monash University study has looked at the long-term impact of the city's famous four seasons in one day, with surprising results.
From summer snow to searing heat days later, Melbourne is notorious for having one of the most temperamental climates in the world.
Over the past couple of days and weeks, we've certainly lived up to that reputation.
But according to a new study, our wild weather could be taking a serious toll on our health.
Our study is the first to look at the temperature fluctuation and the gene expression, first in Australia and the first in the world.
Researchers from Monash University collected blood samples from 479 people exposed to fluctuating temperatures each day for a week. They found significant changes to genes linked to diseases like breast and colorectal cancer, schizophrenia, depression and bipolar.
The findings are significant, but it's still early days. Researchers have only tested females so far. They hope to assess men and pregnant women exposed to the same conditions in the near future.
1.75 million deaths are associated with unstable temperatures around the globe each year, and older Australians face the biggest risk. Researchers hope the breakthrough will lead to further action against climate change. In the meantime, there are small steps you can take to protect yourself.
When you are indoors, I think it is better to make the temperature as comfortable as you can to mitigate the impact of the unstable temperature.
Rochelle Brown, 7 News.
Active preparedness for the next pandemic, because as you've said, it's not a matter of if, but when. How do we actively prepare? And are you seeing anywhere in the world where there's actual preparedness for a future pandemic right now?
Well, there's some good innovation, the idea of improving the vaccine so that they block getting infection, making them so they last a long, long time. Being able to make very cheap diagnostics that you could literally produce billions of very quickly. So the innovation side, I think, is starting to move. But picking how we strengthen WHO, create a special organization dedicated to pandemics, you know, how we staff that, how we get every country to practice, you know, for fire. You've got fire drills, you've got signs. So we need a little bit of preparation so that we actually can stop something before it goes global. So we'll have lots of outbreaks, but we don't need to have
pandemics.
Australia
is putting a world-first vaccine to the test. Human trials getting underway for a 3-in-1 jab to protect against common and deadly respiratory illnesses. The super shot could save time and money, as well as pressure on our health system.
COVID, RSV and influenza, a triple-barreled shot posing a major shake-up to Australia's annual vaccine rollout.
One visit, one vaccination, possibly a booster, as opposed to potentially three visits, three boosters. And I just think that will take a big load off our current health system.
So what we have to do is flatten the curve and avoid...
Now, if you look on the map here... This is released by the Eurostat. It's not from us. If you look on this map, you will see that the countries with the highest vaccination rate have right now the highest mortality rate.
Cancer is epidemic today.
Yes.
You said breast cancer is curable.
Yes.
Leukemia.
Yes.
Prostate cancer.
Yes. Brain tumors. I've witnessed dozens and dozens of people cure themselves.
So I have if I have a friend who says, I have been diagnosed with prostate cancer.
I've had a few hundred people come to me this year. They're all cured. Bill Warburg won the Nobel Prize for proving that the cause was anaerobism, lack of oxygen.
Cause of cancer.
Yes. More oxygen, which means that we can ward off disease. Otto Warburg won, and he won two Nobel Prizes for determining that the cause of cancer was anaerobism or lack of oxygen. And he cured thousands and thousands of people and documented in scientific research journals by raising the red cell blood count, and the people took in more oxygen and he terminated cancer.
It's been discovered in the laboratory that intention does have physical effects.
Placebo effect is the fact that a belief that a person has can override their biology. At least one-third of all healings has to do with the placebo effect.
Sending an intention that I am better is sending information to the body to correct itself.
When we think positive thoughts, we release certain chemicals into our body. When we think negative thoughts, we release negative chemicals into our body.
We know that our brain is changeable. We know that our bodies are changeable just by thought alone.
One third of all healings occurs without anybody doing anything other than having a positive.